WHCPD.
Okay, let's try this. It's a WBAV, that's it.
W8FU. WBAE monitoring. Horn and Walt. WBAD from W8FU. WBAD from W8FU.
Yes, he's still sleeping.
No, I heard him. He put out a call about 10 minutes ago or so. And I couldn't get off the phone for a minute. By the time I got off the phone and called him back, he was gone. So, ah, well.
And maybe that was me. I don't know. It was about 10 minutes ago I called out, but... I didn't hear him, but anyway.
Well, unless he was on worldwide DMR, it was definitely him somewhere on one of the radios, or GMRS. So it had to be one of those three. My bet's on here.
Zombie alert.
Roger. So where on the freeway is your automobile at this particular time?
I am coming up on the Flynn Airport.
Roger. I'm guessing you're on a Flint repeater. Sounding good.
On the Holly repeater, but I don't know if that's the Flint repeater covers, or the Holly repeater covers everything the Flint repeater does.
He's okay. The traffic is just a bitch today.
Isn't it every day?
I don't know. I generally don't have people. First of all, it's way more congested than usual. Trying to get off of 59 onto Elizabeth. This bad. I usually can find a spot to get out in the traffic, but I just couldn't. It was just never ending. And then finally found a spot. People are oblivious. I'm trying to get over, and everybody's just running up, trying to like fill the gap up, make sure I can't get over. Almost missed my damn turn after the roundabout. But I'm finally on the road, on Elizabeth, heading toward the shop. Hey, what do you know? They finally started tearing down the old jail. parts of the old jail. Been driving by it. They started it last week, and I've been wondering when a wall was going to come down. Like, finally.
No more Hackle Hilton, or are they even older than that?
Well, they're keeping the most iconic part, the tower, some other various stuff, but everything in the north end of the campus is getting raised, and a whole new sections going in there. So there'll be the housing units and the towers, and then this new central intake and assessment center in the north part of the campus. Anyhow, it's a pretty impressive project. We'll see, though. All right, I'm here. I'm going to get inside. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, that's got to be a heck of a project to take on a jail with inmates in there. Having all the tools and everything, this is going to be a security nightmare. But, anyway, 7-3-C.
Well, the areas that they're demolishing, you know, aren't, some parts of it weren't even, couldn't even use anymore. They were not suitable. And so it's all vacated. They're not doing anything in the parts that are a security issue. All right, later. W8FU. WB8E monitoring.
WABAP monitoring.
November 8, Alpha Echo. November 8, Alpha Echo.
Coffee.
Mr. Sean, you still around, and AKPP.
WACIJ.
NAKPP. KAPP. W8FU. Good day, sir. How goes the struggles?
Oh, not bad. Heading out. Go home, figure out if this Ozempic is starting to kick in. It was very weird this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm reasonably sure that that's it, but not a doctor. Although I do watch some doctor TV shows, but yeah, My best guess would be that that's it. There's really nothing you can do about it now. You're kind of stuck with it for a week.
Oh, I don't like the queasy feeling or anything like that. I know that'll pass, but that's no big deal. I'm okay with the lack of appetite. That's ideal. I think that's the plan. But I'm just curious how long it took to kick in, and I think it kicked in today. So there you have it. We'll see. Anywho, looks like it squalled here a little bit. Everything was pretty wet. I did not have any inkling of it inside the office.
Very good. I just watched a real interesting video, of course, going down the road, which is a big no-no, about the connecting of GMRS radios. And they're expecting the FCC to make some sort of ruling on it, but this person, and he was a ham, his take on it was, after watching some of the speakers about it, that the intention of the GMRS was to be an appliance-type solution, and the intention of the ham radio was to be an experimental-type solution. And the GMRS stuff is all supposed to be type 90-something accepted, and that's kind of not happening. So apparently it's on their mind. So things may be staying the same, or things may be changing in that world. Don't know.
Oh, we're well aware of it. It's been going on for some time. And there's no opinion on it. You know, that is a service that has a very type accepted, you know, very specific set. And yes, we're experimental. We don't have type acceptance at all over here. So we can use anything over here. We're responsible for its compliance with the rules and the regulations. They cannot. They must use things that are type accepted and locked, etc. But that doesn't really speak to the issue of linking at all. That's a completely different argument. And they still haven't codified anything in the actual rules. They've got some speaker, they got a speaker, they've got something else, and there's been some discussions about it legally, whatnot, and so we are watching it very closely, and whatever, a bunch of standalone repeaters, I guess, if they officially come out and clarify their language.
Yeah, it was interesting. You probably know all this stuff, and I'm still learning a lot of this stuff, but the part I got out of it was, you know, they used the word no telephone. Now, they're not sure what the reasoning for the telephone was, just to keep you from linking it, because that was the only method of linking back then, or did it have something to do with the telephone monopoly, or, you know, and I guess that's what they said that they were looking for the clarification on, which was, it was quite interesting. It was like some FCC forum or something like that, and there were a lot of people there, and they were all talking about it, but basically, at the end of the video, no decision.
Hold on, I got all sorts of jacked up stuff going on here on Grosbeck. Road closed to through traffic. I'm all jacked up here. Let me figure out what the hell's going on.
No worries. I'll be here. I'm in New Baltimore, so I should not have a problem. Looks like I'm going to run into a little thunderstorm.
Okay, very weird. I have no idea what the hell's going on. They got Grosbeck completely shut down from just south of 15 to, or just south of 16 to 15, as far as I could see anyhow. Now they got me pushed off into a subdivision snaking around. I don't know what they're going to have me do. Maybe have me come back over to Grosbeck at 15. Don't know. I'm in a big old line of taillights trying to find our way through the subdivision here.
very good.
Yeah. I heard something interesting the other day, probably a month or two ago, about, these GPS apps that are helping you avoid traffic. Of course, granted, you're being redirected, but they're actually having to write algorithms now in them to keep you from having to go into subdivisions to avoid traffic, because a lot of the communities are starting to complain about all of a sudden their street gets a lot of traffic because, let's say, Google, for example, considers that a shorter route or a less traffic route.
Don't know, but I know my street. It's a long, uninterrupted dirt road. In a lot of traffic comes up and down it to get in and out of our sub instead of taking either the main road or some of the secondary roads in and out. I wish they would just put a block it off at the end of the where the dirt transitions to cement, keep people from using it as a throughway, because it just we're tore up all the time. Plus the dust is just terrible.
Be interesting to see if Google Maps is rerouting them there, or maybe they just know it. I just thought it was a pretty good take on somebody said, they're rewriting them to keep you from using that. Because sometimes I do it. You look at, what subdivision can I go through to get around this accident or what have you? And everybody does it. But it is what it is. Other than that, did you get a hold of our buddy in Grand Rapids, or busy day?
No, kind of low priority. I'll do it when I get a chance. I didn't have any chance. I almost had a minute. I was going to, then I got sidetracked. But now, as far as our street goes, it's always been that way from long before the days of Google. It's always been the highway in and out of our subdivision. So it's just annoying. But it is what it is. It'd be a pain in the arse if they blocked it off, like I'm suggesting. I've seen them do that before, too, where a dirt road, transitions into a subdivision paved. I've seen them block them, just put up no through traffic. And it'd be a pain for me, because that means I could, the only way in and out for me would be all the way down. I'm at the end of it. I'd be right near the blocked off area. So I'd have to traverse all the way out to the main road and all the way back. But I'd love it. Would keep the road maintenance and the dirt and everything to a minimum. Anyhow, I'll get a hold of Chris at some point, ask him, but I gotta think long and hard about it. I gotta talk to maybe the guy that asked me to find something and make sure he's game for everything it entails. He doesn't want something programmed. I think he wants to get the whole shooting match, so I have to make sure that's a possibility first. I'm not going to get him into anything where he relies on someone else.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't care about anything digital, that Ocean, what is that, QR10, Q10, Q1, whatever, that's a really nice radio, and that one will do... I can't remember. I know it does 6 meters, it does 220, it does, 2 meter, and does 70 centimeter, and that's a nice radio right in that price range. It's not digital, but it has, I think they call it a quad band. I bought one of them, again, just because, and it comes with two antennas, one for the two lower frequencies and the other one for the other three frequencies, and it's out of the box that way, and it's all opened up in all the hand bands, so that's a nice radio for the money.
I do believe he wants DMR, so I don't know why he's having trouble. He's got, I think, a TYT or two, and he says he can't get the drivers to load on his computer, so he can't program it, and he's just not messing with it, but I don't know, I've never had that problem. I've got the TYT stuff installed on multiple computers, and I've never experienced that problem myself. So I suspect there's something else going on.
Yeah, I think so too. That TYC, that's the same as that Redivis, right? RT3S or whatever. And that's the same radio. That's a nice radio. I mean, for the money, you can't beat it. And it's fairly dependable. And that open GD77 firmware, that makes that radio come to life.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really follow any of that. I know that the guys are all gung-ho on some Redivis or something, and I just happen to have the Anytone because a friend of mine was selling it, and he said anybody interested in that, the price was right, so I grabbed it and little open spot, hot spot off of them, and it was just a matter of opportunity. Not like I would go search for it. And the funny thing is, I love the radio. It's great. It's a dual band DMR, you know, VHF, UHF radio, and it's one of my favorite radios, really. But I recommended that one. And but what's to say you wouldn't have the same problem, you know, with loading drivers for programming as with the TYT, because they're very similar in that regard.
Yeah, that's true. It sounds to me like he's having more of a computer problem than a radio problem. That would be my guess.
Maybe I'll give him my Anytone, tell him to set it all up on your computer and see if you can figure out how to read and write to it. And if you do, make him a good deal on that. I should sell, like, all my handhelds. And let's see here, what do we got? I'm not game going back toward Grossbeck here. What does it say? What does it say? Come on. Utility work ahead. But it does look open, so fingers crossed. Hope I don't get into another bind here.
Hey, I gotta step up for a minute. My 32 miles till empty lake came on, and I'm at the gas pump. I'll throw my call back out. It's not home yet. Say hi back. If not, we'll chat a little bit later. We'll chat maybe on the VoIP. NHKPP.
All right, good timing because I'm coming up on whatever nightmare mess they got going on up here at 15 in Grossbeck, so I don't know if I'm going to get pushed off. I got to pay attention. Looks, I'm not 100% sure what the hell is going on here. I got to pay attention. All right, have fun. Catch you in a few. W8FU.
Oh, real quick. I was listening to a little bit of the hearing today about, you know, the Secret Service and all that other political stuff. And what we were talking about the other day, the interoperability. One of the Congress people brought that up. It was quite the conversation. So you get a chance. I'm sure that'll hit some of the ham blogs eventually. But they were talking about the communication electronic.
Indeed. So, all right. Catch ya. WFU. Yeah.
KD8WGQ testing. KD8WGQ testing.
This is KD8MFC, you're loud and clear.
Copy that, MSP. KD8WGQ clear. Will you stand by for testing the other repeater, W808K?
Hey, firm, I'll switch that now.
KD8WGQ testing.
Call the mouthful. If this is ABLI, it seems to be working.
Calling station, repeat that. Sorry, I didn't get that. KD8WGQ.
You said you were testing. I said it seems to be working, but your call seems to be a mouthful there.
Copy that. I appreciate the confirmation. KF8BOT is listening. KK6J, KF8BTI. KE8TFM.